Seth has come in here, you know, for a walk-on kid from Sandwich, Illinois, he's come here and made absolutely the most. I wish everybody could squeeze every ounce of abilities, you know, out of their career that Seth has. And, you know, he's a good student and just a great team leader for us. I'm going to be sad to see him leave because he does. He shows up around the ball, and as they say, he gets there, and he's in a bad mood when he gets there.
Don't get in his way. Well, we wrap it up with EKU down at Roy Kidd Stadium in Richmond this Saturday. EKU, a down year for them, but my goodness, what they did to Austin Peay, coming off a 67-30 rout.
Yeah, they Austin Peay turned the ball over in their end of the field a couple times early and gave them some short porches, and then and they're down quite a bit. You know, Austin Peay is. As far as numbers of players, especially defensively and all that. Not to say that it wasn't a heck of a win, but 67 points is a lot of points on anybody. But, you know, we're not going down there with any lack of respect for an Eastern Kentucky team. We're playing the Eastern Kentucky program, and we know that. They play with great pride. They'll run the ball. They'll throw the ball. They've got a 6'6 wideout that, thank God, he's a senior. We've seen him now for the last 3 years. And they're just like us. When we don't turn the ball over, we're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But when we do, we shoot ourselves in the foot and we get in our own way. So, you know, we're just we're like looking in the mirror when we go down there to play them.
Okay, Coach. Well, as always, it's been a pleasure spending the season with you, and we thank you very much. And best of luck, and you and the whole Dameron clan have a very happy Thanksgiving, okay?
Well, thank you. You do the same, and I appreciate calling every week and being on the show, and look forward to doing it again next year.